Hey everybody, it's Pastor Jonathan Shelley from Steadfast Baptist Church, and I wanted to make a quick video just talking about the King James Bible and the idea that there could possibly be a printer error or typographical error in the text. Now, I have a lot of different King James Bibles as far as just the editions or the publishers, and there's one in particular that I really like to use, just its size and format. But having read it several different times, this specific edition, I have actually caught errors in just the printing of the text. And I just think it's kind of funny. In fact, in Exodus chapter 32, verse 32 specifically, in my version, it says, "Yet now, if thou wilt forgive their sinno, and if not, blot me, I pray thee, out of thy book, which thou hast written." So, in my version, it literally has sinno, and it's pretty obvious why that happened. I have another King James version. It's a really cheap one that I think I got from Faith Word or something. But if you look at it in the text, it says, "Yet now if thou wilt forgive their sin," and it has a big dash line. So it's pretty clear that understanding kind of computer programming, these characters, how they were stored in the database, the character line endings and in the database just didn't line up in the program, and so it substitute like a Spanish character as opposed to this line character. So it's really obvious why that particular typo was had in the text. But there's another one that I have in Numbers, and the one in Numbers is not necessarily as obvious as that one, as far as how or why they made that mistake. But in Numbers 24, in verse 6, says, "As the valleys are, they spread forth as gardens by the riverous side, as the trees of Lynn aloes, which the Lord hath planted, and as cedar trees beside the water." So instead of saying rivers with a apostrophe, it actually says riverous with a I with kind of a tilde there, kind of like a Spanish I that's accented. And so, again, this is just another small printing error that's there in the text. And, you know, I've actually posted this years ago. I posted this on Facebook and other websites. Of course, my Facebook's gone now. It's been deleted. But I've posted about this many times just thinking it was just kind of funny that you could find a printing error in the text. But I guess there's been a controversy. People are acting as if King James Bibles can't have printing errors, or that this printing errors is a new thing. But really, if you study the history of the King James Bible, there's been printing errors since the 1611. And even now today, even modern Bibles and modern printing editions of it have typographical errors, have issues. And it's very difficult to manufacture a book or print a book or publish a book. You know, it's very easy to make a mistake or to have some kind of an issue when printing the text, especially even with computers and everything we have today, they still make mistakes, let alone back then when they actually happened to set all the characters and all the letters and then stamp it on a piece of paper. If you've actually been to any museum and you've seen how they actually did this, it's very tedious work, a lot of effort and energy. And if you have a really interesting font like they've used in the original 1611 King James Bible, you know, those characters are even sometimes hard to discern the differences between them. They look kind of similar. So it's actually really easy to make mistakes. That's why the 1611 had a lot of printing errors and a lot of issues. And not just a particular letter, even just adding words, missing words, and just lots of little mistakes that were made throughout the text. And you can even see, I posted a lot on my Twitter, a lot of examples of this, but even in 1 John, in 1 John chapter 5, verse 12, it has "son" in the King James, whereas it's supposed to say "son of God." And you can actually look up in the Greek and you can see it has "of God." You know, I hope that people wouldn't be ignorant of history or facts or reality. That does not negate my trust or faith in the King James Bible. It's still my final authority. I love it. I cherish it. And I think if you truly loved and cherished the King James Bible, you would have no problem identifying errors in the text and want them to be corrected, or printing mistakes, so as we actually preserve the King James Bible. Those who would ignorantly just hug a Bible and claim, like, I'm just going to keep this no matter what, I don't care if you find a printing mistake or not, it's really kind of a superstitious, bad attitude that could lead to keeping typographical errors in the text. So I think it's important that we consider typographical errors and printing errors, so that we make sure we preserve the King James Bible and what the translators intended. But I just want to make a quick video showing a few of those things. I am planning on preaching about that subject on Sunday night, God willing. If I'm going down Sunday morning, and we're ordaining Brother Salvador Alvarez as the evangelist there at Pure Words. And then Sunday night, if I can drive back in time, I'll be preaching on this topic of King James Bible translation and errors in the text and everything like that Sunday night at Steadfast Baptist Church. So I just want to make a quick video and put on the screen a few different of these examples. But God bless you guys. Have a great day.